People want to find peace. Immediately. They want the quick hit, the easy solution, but easy come, easy go. You'll find real peace by engaging in a battle with yourself.
Make a personal declaration and wage a war against being average. You have full control over your mind. You're at the steering wheel of your life. You dictate what you become. You just have to get a grip and demand control. The situation you're in right now, it's uncomfortable, it's miserable, it sucks, but it's manageable.
If you neglect to program yourself, life will program you. To start reinventing your life, you must consciously and determinedly make a concentrated effort. You must wholeheartedly commit yourself and put everything you've got in it.
But make no mistake about it, it's very challenging to act, to do those things. Sometimes you know what to do, you know you need to do it, but you just don't feel like it. Your feelings will be kicking and screaming that you should just stop.
Most of us yearn for that special feeling of enthusiasm in the morning, feeling like, oh, I feel great this morning. I can't wait to get started on this project, on this job, on this workout. If you're seeking that feeling, let me tell you one thing, it will never come.
You must learn to act, even when you don't feel like it. Tap into that savage mentality within you. Do you think a savage cares about their feelings? No! They simply take action, regardless of how they feel. Learn to be your best self, even when you lack the motivation. Stop relying on a feeling to dictate your life. Discipline your mind to get up and get it done no matter what. When things are going bad, those with a savage mindset don't quit. Their only focus is figuring out how to overcome the situation. Quitting is not an option. They strive to thrive, not just survive. It's a commitment, not a feeling. Commitments have nothing to do with your feelings. You do it because you're supposed to. When you get up in the morning, you don't give yourself a choice. You grind, no matter what.
When you're just not feeling it, you gotta force yourself.
When everything in you is kicking and screaming, you have to take control and tell yourself, I do not stop. If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, if you get up, if you grind, if you are relentless, if you work as hard as possible, when other people are slacking off, your life will be easy.
Don't allow pain to undermine your belief in your potential. Your body hears everything your mind tells it. Any discomfort you experience in a situation is remembered by your body, but it's merely the messenger.
Invest in today for a better tomorrow. That's exactly what we're doing here, being smart about it. Mindset comes first. If we aimlessly go through the motions without knowing our purpose, we end up being average, forgotten, unnoticed. Put an end to that. You must be more intelligent than the average person. You gotta work hard, and you gotta work smart. Life doesn't give you what you want. It reflects who you are. That means showing up every single time, on time. Why? Because I strive to be the best. It's a binary choice. Either you are or you're not. Either you excel or you simply won't. You either become what you aspire to be or you don't. It's not influenced by external circumstances, but by internal ones.
So get rid of all the excuses and reasons why you think you can't succeed. They are all lies. Every excuse you've ever made in your life is nonsense. Because there are people out there who have faced worse circumstances than you, encountered greater challenges than you, endured more struggles than you, and yet they still accomplish their goals every single day of their lives.
The quality of your life comes down to your level of self-discipline. You have to challenge yourself. You have to discipline yourself. You have to encourage yourself. That is the only way you can master yourself. You cannot change your life overnight. You have to take it step by step. You have to get up when you don't want to get up. You have to work out when you don't feel like working out. You have to study when you know you need to study. Discipline is a muscle that you build every single day of your life. It's your job to maintain it, to do the hard things, and train harder and harder every day to get better and better and build a life of greatness. Who are you when no one is watching? Are you the one who's up before everybody else? Are you up at midnight, 1 a.m., grinding, putting in miles, putting in those extra reps, putting in that blood, sweat, and tears, working on your craft? Because it's what we do when no one is watching that separates the best from the rest. When you do the things most people aren't willing to do, you'll live the life most people never will. When you look back after working your butt off, you will see that every challenge that was ever put in front of you, all the knockdowns, breakdowns, and every bit of the pain and daily struggles will all be worth it.
The question isn't, can you handle the situation? The question is, can you handle your mind?
Can you manage the thoughts and the emotions that are trying to poison your progress? Forget managing the situation. Manage your mind.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. I don't have time. I don't have support. I don't have the right equipment. I'm too busy. I'm too tired. I'm too sore. I don't have the energy. I'm just not feeling it. These are all flat out lies. The only thing that's actually stopping you is you.
You mustn't allow your impulses to govern and dictate your reality. You cannot keep repeating the same foolish mistakes over and over and over and call it your life.
If you think your life is bad, it isn't. No, what's bad is your ability to modify, to make alterations, to make corrections. You fix that, you'll fix your life. If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look at what you've done. You built every single step to create this. No accidents. Just taking the easy road too many times. Not getting up. Not putting in that extra rep. Not putting in that extra mile. Those are the little inches that add up to be first place or forgotten. But you have the ability to improve, to make a greater effort every single day. You gotta commit to yourself that you're gonna push yourself harder than you ever have, harder than anyone expects of you, harder than you think you can. Some things won't come instantly to you. You must wear them down through consistent pressure, repeatedly, without stopping. Consistency is having a goal. And when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you were gonna do.
Because most days, you'll wake up and not feel pumped up. Most days, you'll wake up and not have the desire to grind. But when you can reach a point where you do it regardless of how you feel, there is no way you won't achieve your goals.
I need you to give 120% and do it for the pride of who you are.
Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life.
Because life will reflect back what you give it. What does the successful person do that the average person doesn't? They do everything they're supposed to and a little bit more. They work hard and a little bit more. They earn a little bit more. They save a little bit more. They grind a little bit more. They sweat a little bit more. They do whatever they gotta do and a little bit more. You wanna succeed in this life? You gotta do what you're supposed to and a little bit more. And you can never stop at the finish line.
Many people wish they could do what the greatest people of all time have done, but very few of those people are willing to put the work in to get it.
Nothing worthwhile comes easy. I don't care about the circumstances around you, because it's not what occurs around you that determines your success. It's what occurs within you, and you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude and your mindset. You have an opportunity right now to make the right decisions. Are you making the decisions to lead you to the NBA, to take you to the NFL, to land you that job you always wanted, to pass that test? It's one thing to dream about it, but it's a whole nother thing to wake up when you know you should wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, to say no to quitting when you have 100 more shots to make, to force yourself to execute when your body screams that you stop and you still got 50 more push-ups to go. You can't just talk about it. You must execute. Execution is worshiped. Nearly everyone reaches that point. Nearly everyone overcomes those obstacles. Nearly everyone has some momentum. Almost becomes a way of life for almost everyone. But the people who win, they get it done. They do whatever's required over and over and over for as long as it takes.
Because they're pissed off for greatness. And if you're not pissed off for greatness, that means you're okay with being mediocre.
Mediocre people don't ever do their best. They do the least amount they have to and nothing more. Where the greats do everything they possibly can and keep pushing to find higher levels within themselves. They become unstoppable. To them, every day is a new day to attack without mercy, to put the pressure on, to get aggressive. They realize that practice never makes perfect, but it makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. And so all you gotta do is look for new breakthroughs through practicing more and more and more, and you'll see yourself getting better and better and better. Yes, you're tired. Yes, your mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But you cannot quit because you realize you have not reached the goal yet. You have come too far to quit in the process. You have invested too much to quit now. You have lost too much to quit now. Don't cry about it. Don't whine about it. Get a reward for your pain.
The decisions you make actually matter. When the alarm goes off in the morning, do you get up?
Or do you hit the snooze and sleep more? When it's time to work out, do you get it done or make excuses to skip it? When you're supposed to do the work you know you need to do, do you do it or do you let it slide and regret it later?
Every decision you make every single day matters. The easy choice makes life hard. The hard choice makes life easy.
You must work harder. You must be willing to do the right things in order to have a life that will actually make you feel fulfilled in the long run.
I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose.
But during those struggles, we often consider quitting. Processing information becomes really hard in the middle of feeling that pain. The pain overwhelms, stopping rational thinking.
Your brain resorts to fight or flight. So when you give up, your mind signals it's done, limiting its expansion.
No growth occurs when you surrender. Toughness cannot be found in a comfortable setting. You must immerse yourself in an unfamiliar, disordered state where you struggle and feel overwhelmed. Life becomes like drowning. The cold becomes unbearable. The desire to return home intensifies. In that crucial moment, you must defy those instincts, saying, "You know what? No, I'll find a way to adapt. I'll find a way to overcome this." When you do that, you're regaining control of your mind, restoring a proper perspective, reaffirming your desire to be there in the first place. These pivotal moments will happen constantly. You must learn to master them.
Because if you succumb to any of these moments, you won't become whatever the hell you aspire to be. When you declare, "This sucks, I'm suffering, I'm miserable, I feel broken, but I'm not leaving," your mind realizes you're fully committed. So it expands, it grows, and it strives to overcome this damn thing. It realizes that we have to figure this thing out. Once you get to that point, you will find the strength to pull it out, no matter what.
It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter if I'm tired. It doesn't matter if I'm sore. It doesn't matter whatever is going on with me. Because no matter what, I'm gonna go execute.
See, in competition, everybody's a fucking dog. Don't worry about yourself when you fucking get tired. Worry about what the competition's thinking about. Because they're looking for that chink in the armor. They're looking for that one slight thing that you did that shows them that you're being a bitch. You're tired, you're exhausted. Maybe you put all the fucking work into your craft. They're looking for it. Don't make them find it. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begin. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
It's not going to be easy, and you have to be patient, and you have to put in the fucking time. You talk to me about 3 months, how you fucking worked your ass off for 3 months and it wasn't recognized. That ain't nothing. It takes real fucking time and real commitment, and it takes that every single day. It takes a conscious effort to be more valuable, to be better than the next guy every single day, and that shit is not easy. When you're at 1% and you keep pushing and you go beyond having 1%, you are going to start to realize how much mental comes into play, how much success in anything comes into your ability to expend effort when energy just isn't there.
I need you to go harder than you've ever gone before. I need you to be more dedicated than you've ever been before. I need you to be more committed than you've ever been before. I need you to tap into a level of sacrifice that you've never tapped into before. That's why you meet some people, they just won't be denied mentality. That's why you meet some people, you gotta take their life before you take their drive mentality.
What makes successful people successful is what they do when they don't feel like it. It's what you do when you don't feel like going to the gym and you're dragging ass and you would rather eat a piece of dog shit than go to the gym. It's what you do when you show up to work and you want to burn down. The reason I'm successful is because I execute whether I have the fucking fire or whether I don't have the fucking fire. And you guys have got to start cultivating the ability to have discipline. What do you do when somebody's not there watching you? What do you do when you have to either do what it is you know you're supposed to do without somebody there to supervise you, or you get to take the play off because no one's going to know the difference? Those are the things that make up success, and that's discipline. You have to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know it needs to be done.
George Bernard Shaw said, "Reasonable people adapt themselves to the world. Unreasonable people attempt to adapt the world to themselves. All progress, therefore, depends on unreasonable people." Most people are just sheep. They just follow what everyone else does. It happens everywhere in life. And my philosophy has always been this. You can follow the sheep, but it's always going to take you down the most crowded road in life. Instead, go the opposite direction. Your chances are always going to be better and quicker and more efficient than following what every other person is doing, because they're only doing it because they see everyone else doing it in the first place. It's this weird psychotic loop that we all get into that drives me nuts.
Making the right decisions is a one-on-one battle. Whatever the majority of the crowd's doing, find your way during the odds and see 9 times out of 10 how right you turn out to be.
All great, productive people had this in common. They divorced themselves from society on a daily basis. And if you do these kinds of things, the world will call you eccentric. This is where you got to develop the interior core, where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy.
So you have two options right now. You can either be one of life's reasonable people, or you can be someone who's slightly unreasonable, somebody who demands more from life.
You can be world class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. This is where you got to develop the interior core, where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world class life, you care too much about what people think about you. It served us thousands of years ago. We wanted to fit into the crowd because if we left the crowd, we would die of starvation or we would be eaten by saber-toothed tigers. Now we're in the modern age and we are frightened. We are terrified if we leave the crowd. But you can be a titan or you can be average. You can't do both. And part of being at world class, you've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Some of y'all, you lying to yourself. You say you want to be great. You say you want to get to the next level. You say you want to be dominant on that field. You say you want a promotion. You say you want to start your own business. But listen to me very closely. You talk too much. Shut up. Go to work and show me. Show me what you got. Show me. Wash the dishes and wash the dishes 100%. Mop the floor and mop it 100%. Go to work and do your work. Don't just go to work when you feel like it. Go to work even when you're down and out. Even when you're not feeling it, still do it every single day. Work on it every day. Is it that you're not where you're supposed to be because you don't have what it takes? Are you not where you're supposed to be because you don't have the ability? Are you not where you're supposed to be because you don't have the talent? Are you not where you're supposed to be because you don't have the opportunity? No. What it boiled down to is you're not where you're supposed to be because you average. Every single thing you do is average, and yet you want to be great and you want to be phenomenal. Forget about it. I'm suggesting to you that if you want to be great, that you're the first in the class and you last one to leave. Beast mode. I suggest that you study every single page. You take every single note. Beast mode. You go to the training and you're listening and you're writing and you're beast mode.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationship, the decisions that you make, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
Continue to work. Continue that course, believing in the worldly cause, the end state of it all. Knowing that the pressures and the problems coming are welcoming. Those are the situations that are going to formulate and mold you into the person you want to be. Accept this as the reality. Sacrifice this day for the investment in the future. Greatness.
So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. You gotta take that thing out, like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it.
I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him.
There are a lot of people who are biting their fingers in fear that they might lose their jobs. But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
What does the $500,000 a year person do? The $50,000 a year person doesn't do. He pays the price a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He bleeds in a little bit more. He makes money in a little bit more. He saves money in a little bit more. If you want to win in business, you got to be tough and you can't quit. Somebody's going to win, you or him. And the person that wins is going to want it the most. This business is nothing but an attitude business.
It's your attitude about you. It's your attitude about life. If you go out there this week and you just think you're supposed to be somebody, you're going to do something big, and you go out there and you work hard and you prepare well and you get up mentally and you go out there and you leave it all on the field and you just have a feeling that, dadgummit, this is our time. We're going to do it. You've got a chance to win. Life gives you what you'll fight for. Life don't give you what you want. Life don't give you what you'd love to have. Everybody would love to be successful, right? Everybody wants success. They want financial independence. Life gives you what you will excel. If you want to win, you got to show up and demand for yourself success and fulfillment and happiness. I believe desire and determination is everything. It ain't talent. It ain't brains. It ain't education. It's desire and determination. You've got to have a will to win. You've got to have a hunger to be somebody. This is your life. This is your legacy. This is who you are. You're writing your history right now.
We got to get to work, man. We got to get to work because we live in a damn time where we have every f***ing opportunity to be our best self.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Discipline weighs ounces, regret weighs tons.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shit, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
You can have a new year, but it don't mean Jack Diddley if you don't have a new mind.
No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Only you can f***ing help you.
Wake yourself up. If you want a new year and a new life, you don't need to start on January 1st. Start today. Right now. What do I really want in depth? What are the rituals that will get me there? And then get yourself to start a few of those actions and lock them in place. If you make the changes in yourself, you're going to be proud this year. And no amount of money or accolades from other people can mirror the feeling of being proud of knowing you've taken back control of your life. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, you got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out. When you've resolved, this is how it's going to be. That's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. If you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work.
You got to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the f*** up and do it.
Time is running out.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace.
Pick up the pace. You walking too slow. Pick up the pace. You moving too slow. Pick up the pace.
There are only 86,400 seconds in a day. And you got to not only operate in them, you got
got to do it fast.
For some of you, you act as if you have another opportunity. I'm wired differently. Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become convinced, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better, is the day you die.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, if you truly want to lose 50, 100, 200, 500 fucking pounds, be about it today.
You master the present. And when you get to the point where you start winning the day, then you start winning the week, and then you start winning the month, and then you start winning the year. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
You got to bet on you. You believe in everybody else. You clap for everybody else. You support everybody else. But when are you going to look in the mirror and believe in the darn person you see? It's about time for you to believe in you, because you got it.
I would rather aim for the stars and not hit them than to not aim at all. I would rather go after it and not get it than not go after it at all. I'd rather try and fail than not try at all. I don't want to live with the idea, wonder what would have happened had I done more with my life. I'm gonna go for it, come hell or high water. I'm going after my destiny. I've got too much vision to stay in this rut. I don't care whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. There's something down inside of you that's still kicking inside of you that wants to get out and it wants to live. There's something that you could do, that you could think in your life that would radically change your life. Somebody could take the hand you've been dealt and win with it. Same circumstances, same ideas. They would do it through what they thought about your life. But we don't need somebody, because we got you. You're the one. You are the one.
You're going to have a lot of things come against you. You're going to have people that tell you to stop. You're going to have challenges that tell you to stop. And you're going to feel like giving up every damn day, because you'll feel like life is beating you over and over.
Legends aren't defined by their successes. They're defined by how they bounce back from their failures. The highs I've experienced, they were only possible by how I bounced back from the lows. From those moments when I wondered if it was worth it, or if I was wasting my time, or if I was good enough.
People are going to think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy. You're going to question yourself. It takes guts, ladies and gentlemen, to go through that. People used to laugh at me in Detroit when I was sleeping on the floor of my office in the Penobscot building. It was rough, ladies and gentlemen. It was not easy. When I was laying on the floor looking out of the window, when I was questioning myself, Les, can you do this? I was questioning myself.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen. That is your biggest challenge.
It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you look at the people in your life. Who do you have yourself surrounded with? It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the energy drainers out of your life, the dream busters. Get them out of your life. They will deplete your energy. They're going to laugh at you.
You got to stop looking to others for support and look inside yourself.
The lion in you never retreats. Imagine us taking the lion approach to life. I ain't backing up. A lion don't walk backwards for nothing.
You got to tell yourself, I can do this.
You're more powerful than you realize. You're stronger than you think you are. You can survive more than you think you can. You're more capable than you can possibly imagine.
It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here, to enjoy the level of success. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day.
We can be active participants in our being here, or we can be victims. Before anything can take place, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that it's possible that you can be this.
And this is when your mind has to change. You got to start thinking, I'm the greediest motherfucker in the world. You have to armor your mind. Start preparing yourself.
yourself for what's out here in life. Build confidence. Build self-esteem.
The hardest thing in the world is to believe in you, to believe you're special, to believe you're different, to believe you're supposed to be somebody. The hardest thing in the world is, in spite of all your fears, all your worries, all your doubt, all your feelings of inadequacy, is to believe in yourself one more time, to pick yourself up off the mat one more time.
Anybody can believe when the struggle is over, but I want to talk to some people who are in the middle of the struggle and you still believe. I know you're tired. I know your arms are aching. I know your mind is frustrated. I know you feel like it's not fair. I know you feel like throwing up your hands, and you're depressed, and you lost loved ones, and you've been through heartaches, and it's not the best time in your life. All hell might be breaking loose in your life, but tell them I can do it. If it don't happen, I can do it. If you don't love me, I can do it. If you don't want me, I can do it. If you leave me, I can do it. If you betray me, I can do it.
You gotta talk to yourself. Sometimes healing takes place first in the spirit.
You gotta tell yourself, I can do this. I got what it takes. I will not be defeated.
Wouldn't it be amazing if you believe that? Wouldn't you sleep good tonight if you believe that? Wouldn't you walk around with your head up and your back straight if you believe that? You wouldn't be intimidated by anybody, anywhere, at any time if you just believe that.
So you've got to decide. You've got to say, it's possible that I can beat this. It's necessary that I do this. You've got to mobilize your mind and your spirit that I can find a solution. I'm not through yet. I've got some purpose that I've got to fulfill. I've got some work. I have an assignment that's incomplete. I'm not through yet. I'm not going out like this. I'm going to fight. And it's necessary that you take charge, that you begin to stand up inside of yourself, that you dry your tears and you're not given the luxury of feeling sorry for yourself, that you get busy, you start doing research and asking questions, that you got to get in a fighting mode. You can't surrender. You can't be a chump. You got to fight back. You got to stand up and start. So wait a minute, what is it I need to do? You got to make yourself move even if it hurts.
Your belief must be so strong that when people doubt you, ridicule you, and come against you, it's nothing but a minor inconvenience.
You've got to really do the prayer, meditation, journaling, affirmation, declarations, and be around people who really don't care that much about what people think of them. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
Your belief, your faith, your drive, your determination, your persistence, your perseverance, your spirit, greater is he that is in you than what's out here in this world.
When you're going through hell and everything is going against you, the easiest thing in the world to do is to start thinking negative.
The impulse to dream has been slowly beaten out of me through the experience of life. And that's what causes many of us to give up the experiences and the challenges, the defeats, the disappointments, and the failures of life. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. This world will try and beat you down. So you've got to begin to guard your mind against negative programming. Like, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. If you look at the news, you cannot feel good looking at the news. It turns your power down. You've got to be conscious of that. Just try this. Just experiment with yourself. But start filtering the stuff you allow to come in your mind. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented.
Every time you hear that voice in your head telling you, we can't do this, this is too hard, this is too painful, this isn't worth it, you gotta tell it to shut up. That voice is a liar. Don't allow that negative voice to overpower you. You block that out. It doesn't take any energy, any drive to stay down there on a low level, but it takes everything in you to pull yourself up, to tell yourself, this is temporary. I can get through this. I'm better than this. I'm bolder than this. I'm stronger than this. This will not break me.
When you know that whatever you're seeking, it's also seeking you, you don't worry. You don't run scared. You don't think somebody's going to take it from you. You listen to your inner voice and you always take the high road.
There will be the tendency, the natural inclination to take the low road. You must resist that.
Now is the time to take control. You focus on your strengths. You focus on your abilities. Unquestionably, trust yourself. Take the leap of faith and believe that everything's going to be all right.
Anybody can hate. Anybody can be revengeful. Some people rather get revenge than get ahead in life. Anybody can do that. Anybody can hold a grudge. Doesn't take any greatness on that. Don't need any motivation and encouragement to hold a grudge. Have some resentment in your heart and some bitterness. But the real challenge about growth and moving into your greatness is to continue to be positive when hard times and obstacles run up against you and not allow that default negative mind to take over.
So you've got to learn to stand up to yourself inside yourself. And short circuit, override that conversation that's always going on. 85% of what that conversation will tell you is negative. It's negative. It will tell you you're tight when you really are not tight. It will tell you you can't do it. It will fill you with fear. So you've got to watch that conversation. And when you find it going on, you've got to stand up to it and say, I'm going to do this anyhow. I'm afraid, but I'm afraid not to do it. And I'm not going to let you stop me.
Turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people.
People are going to think you're crazy, but that's okay. You're not trying to be like them. You're cut from a different cloth. You deserve to be a winner, and winners don't think about losses. They don't focus on what could happen. They concentrate on the possibilities of winning.
The biggest challenge that you will have in life is you. If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
I brought a message for somebody who's been going through the fire and wondered in their own mind, how long? Why are things like they are? Some of you have been through enough stress that you should have lost your mind. Don't think it's strange when things happen to you, because the truth of the matter is every man, every woman, every boy, every girl will go through a time where your faith must stand trial. If we can just stand, for every trial there's going to be a glory. And if you just stand, I know it's hard on you, but if you just stand, even up under this pressure you're going through, if you just stand, when you get to the right place, you're gonna look back over your shoulder and you're gonna see a miracle.
You will never know that you have faith until you're in a good fight. Real faith is proven in the furnace of affliction. In the time of adversity, you're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. Be strong and very courageous. You got to have inner strength for this fight. It's not your outer strength. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. So you got to have that gut strength and belly strength, that devil-defying come hell or high water strength, that tenacity to take a licking and keep on ticking, that inner strength that when I can't do as I would, I'm going to do as I can, but I'm not going to stop doing to the best of my ability. You just got to grit your teeth, calm your resolve, and say, devil come hell or high water, I'm coming out of this. It may not look like I'm coming out. It may not sound like I'm coming out. My situation may not reflect that I'm coming out, but I'm coming out of this.
Once you start questioning yourself, you're already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me. If you're gonna be successful in this game, you gotta have a dog within you. You gotta know it's a dog fight, and you gotta go get that fight. Life ain't gonna be easy. Ain't nobody gonna hand you nothing.
And so by being committed to everything that I started, I finished it. It built a certain type of spirit. It built a certain type of mentality. And so now I couldn't quit. wanted to. I couldn't stop even if I wanted to. I had too much sweat equity in my life and everything that I was doing.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I do know that before it's over, I'm coming out of this. There may have to be a sequel. This can't be the end of the movie. I have got to come out of this. This may be a commercial, but it's not over. Expect me to come back. Expect me to come back. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know what I have to go through, but expect me to come back. I might look bad today, but expect me to come back. I may be crying right now, but expect me to come back. I may be broke, busted, and disgusted, but expect me to come back.
Did you know that less than 1% of people are naturally extraordinarily gifted at something? Think genius, think savant. Do you know what that means for us, the other 99%+ of people? If we're going to do anything great in this life, it is going to require discipline. That's the truth. If you are going to accomplish anything extraordinary with the days on this planet, it is going to require you pushing through the discomfort and embracing the grind and disciplining yourself.
If you want to live your best life, your absolutely best life, you got to do me a huge favor. You got to watch them choices you make. People make bad choices. They wake up and they make another bad choice. They make another bad choice. Now they got a habit of bad choices. And they like, how did I get here? Choices. How did I get here? You trying to get to certain places, but you ain't making the choices that's going to get you there. You all in your feelings.
The cause of laziness is a craving for comfort. It's wanting comfort. Ultimately, your problem is not laziness. It's the worship of comfort which produces laziness. It's that I don't want to do anything that I don't want to do. It's believing this lie that if it doesn't come completely natural to me, if it's not easy, then I shouldn't have to do it, or maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
You can lie to yourself and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself everything's okay and then you don't need discipline. You can tell yourself, you can lie to yourself and say that you're winning and then you don't need discipline. But if you tell yourself the truth, if you tell yourself the truth that you know you could be better, you know you could do more, if you tell yourself the truth, you won't have to find discipline. Discipline will find you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
You can become godly through discipline. Not easy, not just because you feel like it, that sometimes you have to honor the grind.
If it don't scare me, I don't want to do it. If it ain't edgy and half crazy, I'm not interested in it. But if it's something I can't pull off by myself, and I gotta stay up at night and I gotta pray my way through it, then I'm ready to do it.
Because nothing great comes without struggle.
Excellence requires discomfort.
There's got to be some type of discipline attached to whatever you want deliverance in.
And what I'm telling you is the battle never changes. Every day, you have to get self-control.
You will have to think and find creative ways to make the next move happen. Your next move is in between your ears. When your head shifts, your life is going to shift.
You've got to begin to think about the things you want to materialize in your life on a regular basis and think about it repetitiously. Literally, the things that we obsess about become the things that we possess in our lives. Your mind is a weapon, and you got to begin to use it and pick that weapon up and control it. Most people are out of control with their mind. They don't point it at something. They let the world point it, and they misfire all the time. So today, I want you to pick up that weapon that is your mind and begin to point it at the things you want.
Becoming successful is a situation of developing discipline, persistence, patience,
grit, character traits that you don't just get. You are not fucking born with. It's going to come down to you developing the ability to do the things that you don't feel like doing because you know that it's the right thing to fucking do.
So often, we want to blame circumstances for the way things are. We want to blame genetics for the reason we're kind of fat. We got all these problems. But might I suggest, the problem is the pattern of your response. But you can't change the product if you don't change the pattern. You can't change the way your career's going if you don't start changing your work ethic and your work habits and your interrelationships. You can't change your wisdom unless you change your input. Just the problem is the pattern.
Whatever's going on is your fault. It's your fault. Accept that, own it, and then deal with it.
I was never the strongest guy. I'm not the fastest guy. Not the smartest guy. But I will work. And I will work hard. I will be up when my competitors sleep. I will be up when my enemy is curled up in bed. I will be up getting after it. And I recommend that you do the same.
People always say, you gotta love the work. You gotta love what you do. You don't have to love what you do. You gotta get addicted to what you do. You got to be addicted to winning. You cannot work short hours. You got to work long hours. You got to work smarter and you got to work fucking harder. It's the work that you put in, the time and effort, the dedication, the hours that nobody else saw here, the sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be obsessive. You have to be addicted to the result.
At the end of the day, the person that will surrender is the person that didn't work as hard as the other person. You got to work harder than the other person. So just when you felt like you did that last rep and your muscles are saying, I can't do no more reps, you're saying, yeah, you got to do one more. Because right now, while you quitting, he might be doing five more. While you quitting and giving up, while you saying, all right, I did enough, it's time to rest, he might just be getting in his zone.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
To be the best in the world at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
I do things to separate myself from everybody else. The passion that I have when I speak, the grind that I have when I do what I do. What are you going to do to separate yourself?
If you ain't got more heart than me, if you ain't been working harder than me, if you ain't sacrificed more than me, I'm going to destroy you. And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care how many games you won. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat.
You're not giving 120. You're giving 70. You're giving 60. And you want what these people who've given sweat, who've given blood, who've given tears, you want what they paid for and it ain't free. It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrenders. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you.
You can't get out of something that you're not willing to put into it. You have to put your everything, your mind, your energy, your effort, your discipline. Nothing is going to jump out the fire. If you don't throw something in there, it's not going to happen.
You got to learn how not to give up or how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you. You gotta pull it out. You gotta climb every mountain. You gotta cry if you got to, but whatever you do, you cannot give up. You cannot give in. Nobody ever said it would be easy. I know greatness is within you, and you got what it takes.
I don't care what it costs. I will do whatever it takes to win.
I'm gonna fail, and I will succeed.
As long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart, as long as you're breathing. Yes, you can.
You have got to make a declaration that I am going to get through this. I am tougher than this. I'm bigger than this. I'm stronger than this. I will not surrender. Because whatever challenge is in front of me, it pales in comparison to the power within me. You have got to take full responsibility of your life. I got myself here. I can get myself out, and I am getting out. I am not going to be a volunteer victim.
You will take full ownership. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with the solution for it. It's my fault. It's my problem. It's my solution. I'm taking ownership.
You got to increase your willpower because you're going to go through it. You got to look at light when light knocks you down and says, this all you got? The dark? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark.
I will break you
because I lived in the dark. I trained in the dark. I became this person in the dark. You recycle your pain. Use your pain. You take your pain and let your pain push you to another level. Push you past what you ever thought you could do, what you ever thought you could be, what you ever thought you could have. You use your pain. You recycle it. I just need you to keep walking toward it.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. And I just need you to keep going.
They make diamonds by one, putting it under pressure, two, putting it under extreme heat, and three, they cut it. When it finishes going through all of that, you cannot break it.
I've been broken so much. I've been defeated so much. I've been disappointed so much in my life that I know what it feels like, and I can handle it.
Once you get to that point, you cannot be broken anymore.
Find that reason to wake up every day and go get it. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. But when you write your why down, what your why does for you is says, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
Your spouse is going to push you. Your child is going to push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be, it's going to push you. Your goals are going to push you. Your dreams are going to push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is going to push you. It's going to drive you.
You have to make a decision that I will learn from this thing. Every experience is my education. I have already made up my mind that I know I will fall down. I know that I will stumble, but I already see myself getting back up. Therefore, I'm never down. I'm either up or getting back up. I'm gonna learn.
You will never ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, at the end of the fight is going to come victory.
I challenge you to never give up. You're going to be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again. Fall down, get back up again.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
The hardships that we've had are actually the things that teach us the skills and the perspective we need to actually become what we want to be.
And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be, the shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power. There's a power in you that can enable you to be stronger and better than anything that's out here. Once you begin to know who you are, once you discover this power, the perfect essence of who you are, that's in all of us, that's permeating our being, that enable us to be the directors of our lives. It will set you free from believing, I can't see myself doing any better. That you truly can live a healthy, happy, prosperous life, and that you can make it in what are called the worst of times. Tough times never last, but tough people do, and you are tough.
Whatever it is I want, this price is going to get much higher than this. It's going to get harder than this. And I've decided in advance it's going to be difficult, and I've decided in advance to stay in. I'm going to stay in the hunt. I'm going to stay fighting. I'm going to stay busting it. I'm going to pay the price until I get what it is that I deserve.
The people in life that win play offense, not defense. Stop backing into everything. Stand up. Bow your back a little bit. Start to walk a little different. Start to be that best version of you.
You have to resolve yourself today that you're going to win, that you're going to dominate, that you're not average and ordinary. There has to become a point where you make a decision. We're going to dominate. We're here to win. We are not here to play. And that takes some intestinal fortitude. It takes a decision. I'm where I'm at because I just flat decided. At some point, I get to choose who I am. The world doesn't tell me who I am.
And in every family, there's a the one that eventually shows up in a family. They rise up and changes the whole family forever. I'm the damn one. And in your family, you could be the one.
It's you. You've got to make it your personal business to make it happen. And you've got to resolve within yourself that I'm the one. I'm the one to make this happen. But you know it's going to be hard. But find out what will make it worth it for you. When life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. Why are you here, Les? Because I want to make Mama proud of you. Why are you here, Les? I promise my kids I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them a better life. I want to leave them a legacy. I'm not going to give up. Go back. Go back, fool. Go back. No, no. The people that are running after their dream know they're going to have hard times. They keep on running because they're saying within themselves, I'm the one. I'm the one. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it.
If we looked at your background, you should have had a nervous breakdown and lost your mind. You should have given up by this point. You should have thrown in the towel on yourself already. You should have walked away by now. But there's something in your gut, in your heart, in your spirit, in your innermost being. That said, hold on. That instinct, that still small voice is about to turn your life around.
Regardless of the situation and circumstances, all the bad things happening around you, and what challenges you face now, you've got to believe in your heart of hearts that you can do it.
It's gonna be a dog fight. And if you're soft, you want to get out now. This is where you're like, I quit.
Whatever you want, you got to be willing to accept whatever come with it. Like, adversity is adversity. Opposition is opposition. But it's not so much about the opposition and the adversity that we face as it is about the perspective that we have about the opposition and the adversity that we face.
When you want something, don't expect everybody to say, oh, come on in. Oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great. No, no, life isn't like that. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, no, you don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless and I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. I refuse to be denied.
I challenge you to fight, to work, to not stop here, to believe so heavily in your aspirations that you too will not fear the word no, but instead you will choose to welcome it.
And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe says, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there, I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered.
So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, as I look at all the dimensions of my life, looking at myself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me, to bring my talent out here, to make a contribution to life. But is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yeah. Yes, your life is worth it.
Our biggest challenge is to look at our own lives and ask the question, how am I holding myself back? Am I being as creative as I need to be? Am I using every resource I have? Am I turning up every rock to find what I'm looking for? Am I being unstoppable? Am I being relentless? The only thing that holds you back is the thing between your two ears, your own mind. If you can increase your self-belief and see yourself doing better, you will.
And the process is not supposed to be comfortable. So if it hurts, welcome to the big leagues. If you feel like you're under heat, praise God. If you feel like you're being pressured, praise God. But when God looks like he's pulling you back, eventually he's gonna let you go. And the farther he pulls you back, the farther he pulls you back, once he releases you, boom. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. We've come too far. We've been through too much. We've seen too much. We've had too many victories. We have seen defeat. We've looked defeat in the face, and we've overcome it. We've come too far to give up now. We've come too far to be negative now. We've come too far to start overthinking now.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. Here's what you'll find out. You'll develop incredible swimming skills. You'll find yourself stroking unlike you've ever seen before. Through the inspiration of desperation, you'll become more creative than ever before. Throw your whole self into it. See, most people go at it tentatively. They don't give all their stuff. They don't concentrate. You can't make a basket unless you shoot the ball. You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it.
The spirit of resiliency, the spirit of grit, it's in your DNA. It's in your blood. Overcoming is in your blood. Getting through adversity is in your blood. We need to focus on where we're going, not where we come from and what's happening.
You gotta tell life, I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you ain't dealt with me. You gotta tell bankruptcy. You gotta tell divorce. You gotta tell sickness. I don't know who you've been dealing with, but you come up against the wrong one this time.
You can be and do whatever you want, and nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you but you.
If I can take it, I can make it.
If you can take it, you can make it.
If you can just keep believing when nothing in you is working, when all your external forces have given way, if you can just manage to somehow keep hoping, you have a chance. You just can't become hopeless. If you can just keep hope alive, you can make it. Because if you keep hoping, it is really faith. You just gotta transpose it into, I hope this happened, to I believe this can happen.
Life is like a grindstone. It can polish you or it can pulverize you, depending on how you position yourself.
There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through pain, there's something greater on the other side of it.
Do I just sit there and settle? No, I don't. I say enough's enough, man, and I'm gonna make a change, and I'm gonna keep going until I get it. You chase something that you believe you deserve until you get it. And it doesn't matter what happens to you. Doesn't matter how many times you've been fired. Doesn't matter how many people don't believe in you. Just go until you get it.
Say it and actually mean it. Look in the mirror every fucking day and say, yeah, I'm proud of you. I believe in you. You can do anything you want. You are powerful.
You say, if it's hard, then do it hard. I won't allow this to stop me. I don't have the option of easy. I don't have the option. And I don't think you do, or any of us do, of going around trying to find a dream that's a little dream that doesn't require much responsibility or not too stressful or won't be too much of a hassle. No, no, no. All you need to do to get out in the arena of life is to say, it's possible. In spite of the no's, yes, maybe this next call might do. It's possible. This next job interview, this might be the one. I can do this.
Every day you wake up, you got to start with that vision. You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about what I've done. I can make it.
And you got to believe even if there's no reason to believe. When everything appeared to be going wrong, you're working on your dreams, and somebody that you love and trust decide to walk out on you, you still got to believe. When you see those things that you've been working on crumble in your face, you still got to believe. When friends who should be a source of strength and encouragement, relatives who should be there to inspire you and motivate you and tell you, you can't do it, you still got to believe. With no money in your pocket and many times more month left at the end of the month than after your money, you don't know how you're going to make it. You know your paycheck's long before you get it. You still got to believe. I don't care what it takes. I don't care how many speeches I have to give, how many seminars I have to give. I know I ain't got the money. I know I don't have the education, but I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna do it.
And no matter what you're going through, as long as you still have breath in your body, as long as you're still alive, you're still in the game.
Because anytime you wake up and you don't have a white chalk outline around your body, it's a great day.
If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. I can do it.
I'm putting it out here. I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one's going to make it happen for me. I get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be harder, but it doesn't matter what it costs. Because whatever you have to do, it's worth it because it's your life's purpose. And once you know that, it is done. It's possible you can live your dream.
And if life's got you backed up,
you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't stop.
You fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try it again. If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit.
You will study as long as it takes. You won't go to sleep until you have the knowledge that it takes to do what you're able to do. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances, stand around and be a volunteer victim like everybody else, surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, keep coming back again and again and again. Get up dressed every day, knowing some way, somehow, with a spirit of expectation, I can do this. If you do that over and over and over again, your life will be easy.